is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The on-again, off-again U.S. tariffs against Mexico are off again for another month. CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
Mr. Trump wrote on his X account that Mexico won't pay tariffs on any product covered in the USMCA trade agreement. He acknowledged Mexico has been helping the U.S. stop illegal immigration and fentanyl trafficking.
And Commerce Secretary Lutnick earlier indicated tariffs on both Canada and Mexico covered under that trade deal would likely be delayed. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau said today his country will likely be in a trade war with the U.S. for the foreseeable future. CBS's Natalie Brand on the concern in this country.
Nobody really wins in a trade war. It drags down the economies.
Brian Keel of the group Farmers for Free Trade says the uncertainty alone can do harm.
Farmers right now are in the process of planting or getting ready to plant their crops for the year. So they need to make planting decisions. And that's really hard to do when you don't know what your markets are going to look like.
Keel also notes Canada supplies the vast majority of potash, a key ingredient in fertilizer farmers use.
The House of Representatives acts against one of its own.
On this vote, the yeas are 224.
The House voting to censure Congressman Al Green of Texas for his outburst during the Trump speech to Congress. The fired head of a watchdog agency says he's dropping the legal battle over his removal by President Trump. Hampton Dellinger announced his decision to drop the case in an emailed statement after the federal appeals court in Washington removed him. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
This is probably going to go to the Supreme Court. This is probably not the last legal step in this case. So the fight continues, and it's just a little microcosm of the larger fight that we're seeing play out throughout the legal system when it comes to the firings that the Trump administration is doing and the legal basis that it has for carrying them out.
NATO Chief Mark Rutte says Ukraine's President Zelensky is making the right moves to try to patch things up with President Trump.
I'm cautiously optimistic that this will lead to good results, so it's better not to comment on what ifs, because it's my assumption, again, cautiously optimistic, that things can move forward in a positive sense.
A private U.S. company has just put a lander on the moon, but its status is not clear. Former astronaut Clayton Anderson.
My fingers are crossed for these guys. It's a bunch of smart people that are asking each other the right questions and trying to ascertain from the telemetry of the spacecraft what is going on.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 490. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Eye has the latest on the investigation into the homicide in Caledonia Tuesday night. They've learned that the 15-year-old suspect is a Case High School student. The teen surrendered to police at a home on East White Manor Court, where officers found the victim's body with stab wounds. A former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges will undergo a competency examination. The attorney for Anna Marie Crocker raised concerns about her mental state during a court appearance. A competency hearing is scheduled for April 4th. And Racine County has withdrawn its support for a proposed ICE center. The decision scraps previous plans for land donation and financial contributions. Organizers of the ice rink project say they remain hopeful for future opportunities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks down the Mavericks. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks cruise to another win at home, 137-107, past the Dallas Mavericks team missing seven other players. How did the Bucks handle themselves? Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I thought we played the right way overall. Aggressive, moved the ball, defended. They have so many guys out. You know, tough for them. Like, that's how I kept thinking that. Like, yeah, you got Klay Thompson over there, and so it's just a tough spot.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win in Minnesota, 74-67. John Blackwell led with 25 points and a career-high 11 rebounds. Marquette losing at UConn, 72-66. The game delayed for 22 minutes at the start.
I said it was a leak in the roof, and it was leaking on the baseline. You know, they talked about canceling the game if it didn't get addressed. So, you know, I told Danny we'd go across the street to the practice gym if we had to, but I'm glad we could play the game here.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN. bright and beautiful today. High temperatures flirting with 40 degrees and winds still a bit breezy. Clouds will be increasing tonight with lows bottoming out in the upper 20s. And tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. But I'll tell you, a warm-up surges in right in time for the weekend and into next week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Thursday edition of the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. It is so close to the weekend, I can already smell the Friday fish fry.
It's all right now. back to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band did Mr. Bojangles on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up at about 1:45-ish here on WRJN. But a reminder that they're twice daily. There's a Paul Harvey rest of the story. The only place you can hear those is here on WRJN, and they are just as good as you expect them to be. And is sponsored in part by Sunnyside Florists of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. This song by Young Holt Unlimited, Soulful Strut, being used in the Michelob Ultra commercial. Or is it Dial Soul?
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
With our upgraded news service, we have partnered with Racine County Eye. We'll give you the headlines. They'll give you the details if you read them up at RacineCountyEye.com. And here's Stuart J. Wattles now with some of those headlines. Another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Racine County teen arrested for allegedly killing his mother Tuesday night was a student at Case. That's according to the Racine County Eye. The teen was arrested Tuesday night in Caledonia. Police say they found the victim, who had suffered stab wounds, inside their home on East White Manor Court after the teen reportedly surrendered at the scene. The Eye reports that the Racine Unified School District has activated its crisis team and that they're offering support resources to staff and students. You can read more at RacineCountyEye.com. Two federal offices in Milwaukee County are among the 16 locations targeted for closure. The Food and Drug Administration office in Wauwatosa and the National Labor Relations Board office in downtown Milwaukee are slated to be shut down by the Department of Government Efficiency. Who's got the best burger in the state? Nominations are now open for the Wisconsin Beef Council's second annual Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. Brittany Merlot has more.
Pickles Bar and Grill at Hazelhurst won last year, and they saw a 530% increase in burger sales from April to June. So you have until March 21st to nominate your favorite burger from any Wisconsin restaurant. You get one nomination per person on the Wisconsin Beef Council's website. Then in early April, the WBC will reveal the Elite Eight restaurants with the most nominations. And a secret panel of judges will then head on a delicious journey to taste and evaluate the top contenders. And the grand winner will be announced on May 1st to kick off May Beef Month.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
And beautiful today. High temperatures flirting with 40 degrees and winds still a bit breezy. Clouds will be increasing tonight with lows bottoming out in the upper 20s. And tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. But I'll tell you, a warm-up surges in right in time for the weekend and into next week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
today.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up in a matter of minutes is about one of the most famous ladies in history for bad reasons.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care?
Let it be.
cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. And this one comes with a history lesson. This one's pretty interesting, actually. The song, I'll tell you up front, Lady Godiva by Peter and Gordon. Now, the song came out in 1966, and whether it's based on an actual historical fact or not is really unknown. Did it happen or no? The story goes that Lady Godiva was the wife of Leofric, Earl of Mercia, wherever that is, England, I guess, and they lived in the town of Coventry. Now, Leofric, the husband, the Earl of Mercia, had inflicted some heavy taxes on the people, and Lady Godiva was sympathetic, while her husband said he would lighten the taxes if she would ride through town naked on a horse, which she did. She had long hair, and she figured she could get away with it. So she made the ride. Now, here's the thing. You know the phrase, Peeping Tom? That came out of this whole story because supposedly, according to one version of the legend, there was a man named Thomas who watched her ride and was struck blind or dead. We don't know which. But anyway, fast forward to 1966, and Peter and Gordon, who had a number of hits, recorded the song, apparently
They didn't want to record it, but they did, and with a tuba at the start. It's a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
17, a beauty queen. She made a ride to cause the scene in the town. Her long blonde hair hanging down around her knees. All the cats who dig striptease, praying for a little breeze. Her long blonde hair falling down across her arms, hiding all the latest charms. Said to her, how'd you like to be a star? You're a girl who could go far, especially dressed the way you are. She smiled at him, gave her pretty head a shake. That was Lady G's mistake.
Directs certificate X, and people now are craning their necks to see her.
'Cause she's a star, one that everybody knows. Finished with the striptease shows, now she can't afford her clothes. Her long blonde hair barber's floor doesn't need it long anymore. Lady Godiva.
Peter and Gordon, Lady Godiva, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, WRJN. Now, you'll remember I was telling you the story that the actual ride of Lady Godiva, the real Lady Godiva, supposedly took place in the town of Coventry, England. When Peter and Gordon's song came out, the mayor of Coventry banned it from being played or sold in the city of Coventry because it was obscene. And that's the story of Lady Godiva, the lady and the song on WRJN.
Sunshine go away today, I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life, he don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. It. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run. Another day, I promise you I'll be safe.
world she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Town on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Yeah.
WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump's tariffs are becoming harder to track and the markets are uneasy. The latest turn of events came after a phone call between President Trump and Mexico's president. Business reporter Jason Brooks.
President Trump announced on Truth Social that after speaking to Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, he's agreed to delay tariffs on Mexican imports that fall under the North American Trade Agreement. That one-month reprieve was first extended to U.S. automakers on Wednesday, sparking a stock rally.
Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau said today he expects Canada and the U.S. to be in a trade war for the foreseeable future, despite the tariff carve-outs. And China's retaliatory tariffs are having an impact. Brian Keel of Farmers for Free Trade.
China has put 10% tariffs on U.S. soybeans, 15% tariffs on U.S. corn. That means our products are less competitive in those markets, which means we sell less of those products.
It's still unclear what the president plans to do with the Education Department. He has said he would like to do away with it, but that would take an act of Congress. Instead, the agency could be dismantled like USAID. Becky Pringle is president of the National Education Association.
The impact is happening right now on students and educators around this country, where grants that no longer exist are causing teaching jobs to go away.
Democrats say one reason they're hesitant about a budget agreement is it could allow the president to continue cuts without congressional approval. California Senator Adam Schiff.
Elon Musk is talking favorably about shutting down the government, which I think would be a disaster. But Trump's support has shut down his first.